So it's the final batch in local news and features from myself, Tim and Uta. We're going to have a very short one for you. So we're going to have one each in this batch, but then we have more stories coming up with myself and Liz in batch 5, 6, 7. So in batch number 4, my headline is Stoke-on-Trent bully 30 forced a woman to steal and become a prostitute. And Uta's headline is
the positive news about good GCSE results in Stoke-on-Trent.
Well, it's nice to end on a positive note. Okay, so I'll let Uta do her first story for you now.
Okay, so Stoke-on-Trent High Schools ranked in 2025 GCSE league tables. The best performing state secondary schools in Stoke-on-Trent for 2025 have been revealed. Find out how local schools in your area have scored for GCSE results this year with our interactive gadget. The Department for Education has published GCSE performance data for every secondary school in England for the 2024-2025 academic year. The figures are released just 2 weeks before parents in Stoke-on-Trent face the deadline to submit applications for Year 7 places in September 2026. St. Joseph's College in Trent Vale was the highest ranked school in the city, with more than three quarters, which is 77.6%, of pupils scoring a grade 5 or above in English and maths and, well, there's GCSEs. In second place was Thisley Hough Academy, where just over half, 50.5% of pupils, achieved the grade 5 or above in maths and English, followed by Trentham Academy, which posted a score of 43.5% in the same metric. Here is how schools in Stoke-on-Trent are ranked by GCSE performance for 2025. Which means this is the percentage of pupils scoring grade 5 or above in English and maths. It starts with number 1. Well, this is St. Joseph's College, 77.6%. Thisley Hough Academy, 50.5%. Trentham Academy, 43.5%. St. Margaret Ward Catholic Academy, 39.8%. Co-op Academy Stoke-on-Trent, 36.7%. St. Thomas More Catholic Academy, 35.9%. Ormiston Sir Stanley Matthews Academy, 35.3%. Ormiston Meridian Academy, 33.0%. Ormiston Horizon Academy, 29.3%. The Excel Academy, 28.9%. Discovery Academy, 27%. St. Peter's COFE Academy, 19.4%. Burgesshead Academy, 17.1%. And Haywood Academy, 17%. Schools are ranked here by three metrics for Key Stage 4 education. And the percentage of pupils achieving GCSE grade 5 or above in English and maths, the percentage of pupils achieving GCSE grade 5 or above in the English baccalaureate, and the average exam results for pupils in the school, which is based on an attainment score. Because of pandemic lockdowns, this year's league tables are missing one key performance indicator which can help families choose schools. The pupil progress or added value score is not available because children in the class of 25 were not assessed before leaving primary school at the time of COVID lockdowns back in 2020. It means officials were unable to calculate a progress score showing the extent to which schools had improved pupils' performances over the course of their secondary school education between the ages of 11 and 16. And the Department for Education said it was not able to calculate progress 8 scores for the academic year 2024-2025. This is because no Key Stage 2 assessment data is available to calculate the baseline for progress 8 for this year due to the disruption caused by COVID-19. And the progress 8 score will also be missing for next year's school performance data. Overall, GCSE results were up slightly for the second year in a row for schools in England. and the grade 5 pass rate went up to 55% from 54.6% in 2024. That is also up on the pre-pandemic figure of 53.5%. However, the grade 5 pass rate for English and maths was down on the previous year. The proportion of grades 7 to 9, which are equivalent to A star and A, rose by nearly 2 percentage points in 2025. And the data for 2025 also showed a continued regional divide, with just 17.8% of GCSEs ranked at grade 7 or above in the northeast of England, compared with 28.4% in London. The school level data comes just in time for parents who have children recently starting their last year at primary school. In many council areas, there is a deadline of October 31st for parents to apply for places for their children to start at secondary schools in year 7 in September 2026. Over to you, Tim.
Many thanks for that. So my final story for you now in our very shortened batch number 4, but don't worry, we'll have longer batches for you in 5, 6 and 7 with myself and Liz, is Stoke-on-Trent bully 30 forced woman to steal and become prostitute. Cruel Anna Stokova, sounds a bit like a tennis player, forced a vulnerable woman to steal from shops and carry out sex work for cash. Now the 30-year-old of Tunstall is awaiting her fate over what police have dubbed a nearly 2-year campaign of violence and exploitation. Stokova was found guilty of 13 charges, including assault, theft, intimidating a witness juror, and requiring a person to perform forced or compulsory labour. Staffordshire police say between January 2023 and November last year, the defendant bullied and intimidated the victim and forced her to break into shops and steal. She also stole from the victim, beat her up, told her that they'd kill her, threatened her with a knife and made her carry out sex work for money. Detectives say their modern slavery and human trafficking team worked relentlessly to bring Stokova to justice and safeguard the victim, who they have described as a vulnerable woman. This week, jurors at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court returned 13 guilty verdicts after a trial for the following 2 counts of requiring a person to perform forced or compulsory labour, 1 count of sexual assault, threatening a person with a blade sharply, hang on, an appointed article in a public place, 2 counts of assault by beating, 2 counts of assaulting a person, thereby occasioning them actual bodily harm, 3 counts of intimidating a witness juror, theft from the person or another, and theft, including theft by finding. A bit confusing. The defendant had admitted 1 count of burglary, and Stokova was remanded in custody and will be sentenced on December the 8th. Detective Constable Jenny Holland said, "We're proud to support the victim in this case, who has shown immense bravery in supporting our investigation. This was a lengthy investigation. I am pleased our work has led to justice for her. We are dedicated to protecting vulnerable people, and we rely on the information from our communities to continue tackling exploitation and modern slavery in Staffordshire. If you're worried about possible exploitation in your area, or you have concerns about someone who may be a victim, please do contact us." So keep listening. We've got Uta's one and only snippets coming up next.